great to talk to you. Early Childhood Ireland has a lot of member settings in Donegal. We have 91 settings and communities across Donegal. And I can predict that any of them listening to the show today will agree with our concern about the numbers of children on waiting lists in Donegal today. Pubble gathers data for the government, and when we had a look at the data, our staff here in Early Childhood Ireland, we can see that there's 362 children under the age of one looking for on a wait list in Donegal, and 468 age between one and two, and 515 age between two and three. So, you know, that's a lot of children, a lot of families who are worrying and hopeful of getting a place in a service. And the reasons are varied. I mean, we know that there are some services close and other services open, but I suppose there's no overall approach to ensure that the places are in, that the capacity, that the services are in the places where the children are. So there's no matching of opening to closing. And we're certainly saying in Early Childhood Ireland that we need better planning in order that children, that there are enough places for children in their own communities. We often hear stories of parents putting children's names down for creche places before they're even born. It's just completely, you know, it's not acceptable. We need a much, much better capacity planning system to meet the needs and rights of young children.
And the use of childminding could also be another support, but that is an area that's not recognised and not regulated to the extent that it could be to benefit children.
Childminding is hugely beneficial to children and to families and to childminders. But unfortunately, it's not regulated. One of the reasons that we have more families looking for places in centre-based services is because the government has introduced the National Childcare Scheme, which provides subsidies to families who use regulated services. And it's in everybody's interest that childminders become regulated. And there is a plan to regulate them, and they introduced regulations for childminding are due to be introduced this September. So that's really welcome. It's really welcome because childminding is often the choice for a lot of families, and children thrive in those settings. So it's really important that those childminding settings are regulated so that the childminders are supported, but also that the families can access the subsidies. And, you know, it's really important to say that we can have all the places that we want in all the right places, but we need staff to work in those services. And unfortunately, we see huge attrition from our sector of staff who become qualified but don't work in the sector because they can find jobs that offer them better terms and conditions. So we are calling on the government to set a date by which they will look after the pay of graduates who work in early years and school age services, and to produce a plan that shows the date by which we're going to achieve that target. It's really important. We have to retain these high quality people working with our youngest children, and we're certainly calling on this government and the new government that after the next election to prioritise the elevation of the early years and school age care sector to the same status as primary school in Ireland.
And it is something that you hear over and over again, that the sector is pretty much treated as glorified babysitters, that the training that they need to go through isn't seen the same as that of a national school teacher whenever these are formative years in every child's life.
100%. We have people who complete degrees in early childhood. They have, it's the same level. It's a level 8 degree. So many of them do, graduates from the Atlantic College in Letterkenny, for example. They come out with level 8 degrees. These people are really well qualified, and we have to be making the terms and conditions for their roles in early years as attractive as they are in primary schools, or for them to become SNAs, because that's what they're leaving to do. They're leaving to work in other education type sectors. And that's not good enough. It's not good enough for our youngest children who have the rights, have the same rights as children who are five. We have to afford the same terms and conditions for their their educators. It shouldn't be different when a child is age 3 or 4 than when the child is 5. So yeah, it's a really important commitment that we are calling on government to make about elevating this sector, the early years and school age sector, to the same status as primary school. Because it's just so, as you say yourself, it's so important. The formative years are so important. And we undertake a barometer every year, Early Childhood Ireland does, and in our 24 barometer, which is where we investigate the attitudes and opinions of the Irish public. And the overwhelming majority, 76% in this year's barometer, agreed that every child should be guaranteed access to a high quality and an inclusive early years and school age care setting in their community. And we need a plan to make that happen.